Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today I'm going to share the testimony of Stacy Corrado, and I've got great music for you. Stay tuned and I'll be right back.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. Last week, I shared some new music from Joshua Aaron from his new CD, Live at the Garden Tomb, and I'm going to continue with that right now.
וסלח לנו על חטאינו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטים לנו אבינו שבשמיים יתקדש שמך תבוא מלכותך יעשה רצונך כבשמיים כן בארץ את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום וסלח לנו על חטאינו כפי שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון כי אם חלצנו מן הרע כי לך הממלכה והקומה והתפארת לעולמי
That was actually the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven prayer, totally in Hebrew. Again, that was called Alvinu, Our Father, Joshua Aaron and Aaron Schust. Very beautiful. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869, email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com, or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. Again, that phone number is 585-204-7869. Call now. We really want to help. And now here's an oldie but goodie from the group Lamb, Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad, Adonai Tzidkenu, Adonai Yeshuatenu. Adonai Echad, Adonai Tzidkenu, Adonai Yeshuatenu. Shabbat shalom, 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 Shabbat sh
This is Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Those of you that remember the good old days, remember I used to be live in the studio, and whenever you heard this next song, you knew to call the station so you could win a prize. You could win a coupon for bagels, or maybe a CD or a book. Now, of course, you have to come into Shemayas Royal, go to the Fig Tree Bookstore, buy a little something, fill out a raffle ticket, and maybe you'll win a present. But right now, here's the Schleps, Gimme Bagels.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight. I know that Pesach will be ending soon. Been craving bagels and cream cheese since noon. The sun is setting, appetite is wetting. Give me a bagel or I'll end this tune. Give me lots of my garlic bagel. Spread thickly too. It'll be the greatest. So give me, give me, give me, give me bagels tonight. For 8 days I've been bagel free. All that matzah is getting to me. No bread or leaven, they're sure in heaven.
Now, the real story behind this song is, you know, at Passover time, we're not supposed to eat anything that has leavening or yeast in it. So this is a story about someone who's craving a bagel, but he can't eat it because it's Passover. Oy. Anyway, it's time for some more music, but stay tuned for my interview with Stacy Corrado. Every week you hear the Aaronic Benediction at the end of my program, and it's the wonderful voice of Philip Stanley Klein. But did you know he used to be part of a group called Nagila? He recorded a song called Lord of the World, and the words are from a traditional Hebrew song called Adon Olam. This has always been one of my favorite songs. I haven't played it on the air in a long time. Or as they say in Long Island, a long time, darling. Here is Philip Stanley Klein, Lord of the World.
Lord of the world, King of my life, Light of the world, change me inside. Make me as pure as you are. wash me as clean as new fallen snow. You are my rock when sorrows fall. My cup of life whenever I call. Into your hands I place my soul. Lord of the world, make my life whole. Adon Olam, Hashem Melech. Beter and cool, you'd see me of love. The Ignasan, the head so cold. As I met Shimoni. And when this age ceases to be, you will still reign in majesty. Light of the world, change me inside. Blessed and praised and glorified. Lord of the world,
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday morning. Mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Anyone in the mood for a walk up the mountain with Paul Wilbur? All right, put on your hiking boots. Let's go.
Nations will be flowing to Zion when they see the house of the Lord, running to his peaceful kingdom. Shouting, they lay down their swords. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways.
up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, He will teach us His ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, He will teach us His ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, He will teach us His ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, He will teach us His ways.
Arise and shake the earth so mightily. Send your glory all across the land. Let everything that's proud and lofty will bow down before the Son of Man.
Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us His ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, He will teach us His ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, He will teach us His ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, He will teach us His ways.
Over all the glory, there will be a covering. Cloud and smoke all through the day, flaming fire all through the night. Tabernacle for the shade, shelter from the pouring rain. When the Lord is washed away, till the blood of His attire.
You're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's Marty and Misha Getz, The Plans I Have for You, based on Jeremiah 29:11.
A future and a hope. there for your peace, there for your good. The plans I have for you, I know the plans I have for you, you're always on my mind. And all the thoughts I think toward you are lovingly designed to bring you through and give to you a future and a hope. They're for your peace, they're for your good, the plans I have for you. I have for you, you're always on my mind.
And all the thoughts I think toward you are lovingly designed
to bring you through
and give to you
a future and a hope. They're for your peace, they're I have for you. To bring you through and give to you a future and a hope. They're for your peace, they're for your good,
the plans I have for you,
the plans I have for you.
That was such an encouraging song. Please, don't ever give up. God's promises are true, and he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope, plans to prosper you. And it's just true. Don't ever, ever give up. Be encouraged. All right, well, thanks for waiting. Now, here's my interview with Stacy Corrado. Enjoy. Stacy Corrado, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thanks.
I was delighted to get your name from your mother. You just never know who's going to refer someone to me.
Exactly.
So, Stacy, tell me a little bit about your childhood. Did you grow up in a typical Jewish home or a non-Jewish home, or how did you grow up?
I grew up in a typical non-practicing Orthodox Jewish home.
Oh.
So we celebrated the big holidays, but my cousins, who were much more Jewish than I was, at least that's what I thought at the time, they would celebrate like Purim, and they would make the sukkah for Sukkot. I didn't understand any of that at the time, but we just grew up very, it was traditional, but we weren't really practicing.
So even though you weren't practicing Jews, did you still have a sense of being proud to be Jewish?
Yes. I mean, we still fasted for Yom Kippur and celebrated the High Holy Days. I never went to shul. I didn't have a relationship with God in any way growing up.
That sounds very similar to my background as well. So knowing that you had no relationship with God and that you didn't grow up in a religious home, how did you end up finding out that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah?
So when my husband and I got married, he was raised Roman Catholic and I was raised Jewish. So we both had very opposite but similar ideas of religion. And my parents were divorced when I was young. His dad died when he was young. So we both were relatively cynical and pretty atheist. So we moved from Baltimore to Charlotte. And I remember being really kind of afraid of moving to Charlotte because I was Jewish and I knew it was like the Bible Belt. So I didn't want anyone to know that I was Jewish. And then I had my daughter and I made some friends of some Christians that lived in my development and the kids all played together. And I knew that they were Christians, they were believers, but they weren't Jewish and they went to like a Baptist church or, and one went to a Pentecostal church. So I just, they were like, okay, that's good for you. But I had my own things about being Jewish. So it was just, I never even thought about it. And then 9/11 happened and my world kind of changed around. Nothing directly to me. Like I, my friend's mom was there, but we were pretty far away in North Carolina. But that got me thinking and that got me like going, all right, well, I'm Jewish, so we're the chosen people. So I was like, I would very, very cavalier be like, I'm good because I'm chosen. And my friends who were believers knew that that was just not quite accurate. So they were praying for me and I wound up, my daughter became friends with this other little girl who, when we were getting ready to go into school, into like elementary school, she was going to homeschool and I was sending my daughter to public school. And we had a big discussion about it. And she was like, well, I want to teach my daughter biblical values and things like that. And I said, well, I don't want my daughter to think there's anything better than what we have in our house. And I don't want to feed her with a bunch of lies. And I want to teach her what's important. To which my friend said to me, Stacy, don't you think eternal life is important?
Oh my.
And, so at that moment I pulled out my Jew card and I was like, you know what? We'll just have to agree to disagree because if I believed in Jesus, I would not, my grandmother would roll over in her grave. And she, like, I was just not going to do that. I would have been a betrayal to my family. And so we kind of got off the phone. The whole time I was dropping my dog off at a daycare. I remember going, I don't even believe in all of this Jesus stuff. What do you think? And I'm talking to my dog about it. And we wound up going to Maryland and my husband's family, they're all Christians. And I remember saying to them what my friend said to me, and nobody took my side. I kept like saying, don't you think that that was very rude of her? And they're like, well, I understand why she said what she said, but maybe she could have said it differently. And that was the reaction of all of my believing friends, which I didn't like because I wanted them to side with me on this. And so another friend of mine took me to a Central Church of God, which was another church, but her pastor loves Israel. And so she wanted me to come and they were having a guest pastor. So I went and there was like Jewish people and non-Jewish people, at least at the moment, anyone with a yarmulke on to me was Jewish and was not Jewish. So I was just like, oh, great, there's Jewish people here. That's interesting. And this rabbi, Bob Solomon, he says, you know, you can be Jewish and still believe in Jesus. just like you could be Italian and believe in Jesus, or Black and believe in Jesus, or Irish. And that had never occurred to me, Ethel. I was just like, oh, I could still be Jewish and believe in Jesus. So that, at that moment, kind of got me, like, God was really working on my heart. Really, like, just kind of massaging it there, knowing what I was ready for and what I wasn't. And I went to try to have a Passover Seder. And I had been looking at, like, Judaism 101 and all of these things I could find on the internet at the time. And it was all, like, kind of nonsense. I thought I understood being Jewish, but when I would read all of this stuff from, like, you know, these other sites, I was like, gosh, I have no idea what's going on. So I started doing some more research, and a friend of mine took me to Hope of Israel Congregation, which was where Messianic Congregation. And I remember being there and recognizing, like, they did the Shema and they did songs that I recognized. And, you know, it was like their rabbi was there. Like, everything felt comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And the next week was Passover. So I wanted to have, all of these things are happening in my head. And I wanted to have a Seder. So my husband's like, whatever, go ahead. Meanwhile, we're still, like, gnostic and all of this going on, but I'm going through all of these things kind of on my own. So we try to have the Seder, and I needed to get a Haggadah because I didn't have any. So the only ones I knew were from Hope of Israel Congregation, which is Messianic. So I called them up. I need some Haggadahs. They said, sure, come on over and get them. And so I drive over, and it was at Sam Nadler and Miriam's house. It was where Word of Messiah was working there. And so I get the Haggadahs, and Sam says, so how long have you known Yeshua? I was like, I don't really know him yet. And meanwhile, my kids are in their house, like, running around. They're like 4 and 2, and I'm completely, like, embarrassed. Because they're running around, and Miriam is being gracious and following them, and can I give him apple juice? And all I wanted to really do was just kind of get out of there, because Sam started talking about Yeshua, and I wasn't really ready for that.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, thanks for the Haggadahs, and Sam says, well, why don't we set up a time, and Miriam can come over and talk to you. Sure, whatever. I was, like, still very cynical about it, still thought they were trying to sell me something. So I make this appointment, next week, and then I go to try to have this Seder at my house. And when you are trying to have a Seder that is focused on Yeshua being the sacrificial lamb, and you're trying to leave out all of that, it makes for a very Passover that doesn't make a lot of sense. Because I was going through Sam, the Word of Messiah Haggadah, and I was taking everything that had to do with Jesus out of it. I didn't want to talk about Yeshua in my Seder, so it was, like, very short, and, like, all right, let's do the 4 questions, all right, let's do the story, okay, bam, we're done. And I took out Yeshua from the whole thing. So that was on a Friday night. The next day was Saturday, and Sam said the sinner's prayer. I had gone to services by myself that day. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try this, and we'll see what happens. So I said the prayer with Sam. I raised my hand. All the things that you do, and this was 2002, so it's been 20 years since I've been a believer. And I didn't realize what a gift I had until when I was telling people that had been praying for me, they were crying. And so it really took a while for me to realize, because I was like, okay, why are you so emotional about this? And still, it was really, I mean, since then I have learned the awesome gift of Yeshua's sacrifice. However, at the time, it was still very foreign. But I gave my life, and I just was like, well, I'll just trust God. And that was it. That was a turning point for me.
Oh, praise
the Lord.
I never
looked back.
Praise the Lord. And of course, the million-dollar question now is, did you tell your Jewish family what you had done?
I did. I was very, very nervous about it. And we were, you know, I hadn't talked to my father in about a year. And it was just a very fleshly, worldly pride argument, but I hadn't talked to him. And as soon as I became a believer, God was like, he needs a second chance. You got a second chance. Give him a second chance. So when I reached out to him, his comment to me was, well, I don't care if you're Muslim or whatever, you know, as long as you're happy. And so I'm like, okay. And so as the years went by, he would ask me questions. And so it opened up a line of communication. He never accepted, to my knowledge, but he was always very curious, and he never was angry about it or, you know, ostracized me.
That's good.
I did go. Yeah, as I have matured, when I was originally first a believer, my grandfather had died, my dad's dad, and I remember having all these questions, but when I went, his family, the ones that I considered super Jewish when I was a kid, you know, I saw them in a whole different light, and they really didn't want to have anything to do with me.
No.
So luckily there was another misfit believer Jewish cousin that I had, and so we kind of hung out together, but, you know, it was definitely different.
Now, I forgot, did you become a believer first and then your mother?
I did, yes. I did. When she came to visit once and I told her, and then I took her to Sam and Miriam's, and Miriam had spoken with her, and I guess she had given her life to the Lord then. But I was a believer first.
Praise the Lord. So, Stacy, what would you say to somebody now that says, oh, you can't be Jewish and believe in Jesus? What would you say?
I would say Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, and it's the most Jewish thing you can do.
Amen. Amen. Do you suppose there might be confusion with some of our people who try to separate being Jewish from a religion versus a cultural identity or a nationality?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have a hard time making those distinctions, and so they lump it all together and define being Jewish as just not believing in Yeshua.
Right.
So as soon as they believe, then their thought process is they can't be Jewish anymore. And some just get molded into the church, and some find really great Messianic congregations.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about how the Lord is using you today, Stacy.
So I work very closely with Miriam Nadler as sisterhood assistant at Hope of Israel. I've grown up there, and I have been serving the Lord since then. I worked with the youth with my husband, who became a believer 6 months after I did, which was a serious answer to prayer.
Mm.
And we've served together a lot. But really being a witness to my friends that are, I didn't realize that other people were not believers. I thought if you were Jewish, you weren't a believer. And if you weren't a believer, you were just Jewish. Like, it never occurred to me that there were other people that weren't saved. And so I've used me being Jewish as a very, it's a really great way to put people at ease. And being, you know, coming up and having a conversation about Jesus being the Jewish Messiah is a very new, even down here where a lot of people go to a lot of different churches.
Mm. So what do you think is the number one objective that many Jewish people have for believing that Jesus is the Messiah?
The objection to it?
Yeah.
I think it's fear, really. I think it's fear of what your what the world will say, what your family will say. So it's not even a topic of discussion in a traditional Jewish home.
True. And I also found that there was a problem with the word Christian because, you know, growing up Jewish, you just kind of lump everybody together. Either you're Jewish or you're not Jewish. Everybody who's not Jewish is Christian. And you know, then you and I learn as we become believers that Christian actually means the follower of the Messiah, of the Mashiach. But I think for a lot of our Jewish friends and relatives that don't yet know Yeshua, they think that we've converted to another religion because they don't understand that Christian is not the same thing as Gentile.
You're 100% right. When my husband became a believer, his family thought he became Jewish, and my family thought I became Catholic.
Wow.
It was such a learning curve for everybody, and us included. And, you know, now we have seders with friends and family that aren't believers to share. And it's there's so many holidays that God gave us in the scriptures to celebrate, and they're all pointing to Yeshua. And now it's a great way to bring unbelieving Jews into seeing that Messiah is the forerunner on all of those things, because they're used to it. It's comfortable. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, those are all comfortable places that Jewish people can be in their mind, you know?
Right. You know, you must look back at that time when you tried to have the Seder without mentioning Yeshua, and it must make you laugh now. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know?
It was such a comedy of errors. We do laugh a lot about it. I mean, I bought a brisket. It was a corned beef brisket. They stink. I didn't realize it until I was cooking it. Thought I was going to do like my grandmother's brisket and all this. And I just, it was such a comedy of errors.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, Stacey, how would you like us to be praying for you or your family?
Well, I would say to specifically my stepmother, who my father died 2 years ago, and my stepmother, when I became a believer, she said she took my place. I kid you not. She took my place. Since I became a believer, I was not Jewish anymore, and she was going through Jewish conversion. So I guess there was an opening when I became a believer. And so that relationship has cultivated, and I think it's because God's really put me in that path that wasn't there when my dad was alive. And just that I can, you know, that she'll come to know Yeshua in a personal way.
Mm. Amen. May it be so in the name of Yeshua. Wow. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your life or any miracles that you've seen or experienced or anything else before we conclude?
You know, I would just say never give up and never stop praying for people. I had people praying for me for years before I became a believer, and I didn't even know it. And it really means, it is really meaningful.
Amen. God hears our prayers and he answers them. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Stacey. It's been wonderful chatting with you, and I look forward to maybe talking with you again sometime.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me share.
You're welcome. God bless you. Shalom for now.
Thanks. You too.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Stacey Corrado. Remember, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always look for it on iTunes Podcasts or on my podcast page, bagelsandblessings.blogspot.com. Just look for Stacey Corrado interview, and all of my interviews are on my Blogspot page. Well, we have time for more music. Here's Becca Shea with Mighty.
Mighty, yes, I'm mighty, yeah. Body all the time, never takes a break, he's always right.
Working all day and every night.
Mighty all the time, he never shifts at all, he sees the same.
Shalom, this is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
When the sun has set on a Friday night, bringing peace into your home, families will gather all around singing Shabbat Shalom. Everybody sing Shalom. 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 A gift from God has put a smile upon your face. He's got the whole world in his hands, so obey his commands and you will know peace. Shalom.
That was Joshua Aaron with Shalom. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. Right now, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Δίκουνεχα εις Αδωνάι παραβλέχα βιώσιμ λεχα σαλόμ.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom. Thank you.